the Hodge twins back. They went and took a break during the. They went and took a break, and I was notified. You again went into the bathroom together.
It's warm in there, man.
Yeah, it's real warm.
Well, yeah, when there's two of you.
Yeah.
This place is like a damn ice box.
Why do you both go into the bathroom? What do you do?
It's warm. We talking. Talk about investments.
We talk about, hey, there's a lot of white people in here. Don't let your guard down.
Need a safe space, man.
In the bathroom? How many white people are in the bathroom?
Well, we've been going to the bathroom since we were kids. You know, we used to take baths together. And
yeah, but usually that stops.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. Shut up.
We're going to go and take some of your chats. But one thing, too, we have an upcoming video. Yesterday, we went to the gym together. And speaking of differences, and by the way, we have shows next week. I think Brian Callen's going to be in.
Oh.
A black woman, when we were going to the gym, we were just walking, and she leaned out of her car. Yeah. And she was saying something, and I turned back, and you guys were saying thank you, and I realized she was saying, you two are really handsome.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that?
Yeah,
you said that happens all the time?
Yeah, from black women, yeah.
Yeah. White black women, too.
Who?
White women.
Yeah, they like that dark.
Yeah,
but more often,
chocolate. But it's like a cultural thing with black women. They will tell you if they find you good looking.
I have gone my entire 33 years and never once seen a white woman just say like, "Hey, excuse me, you're handsome." That's never happened.
Yeah.
Never. I'm not as handsome as you, granted. usually it's a white woman saying to me, "Are those mirrors on your shoes?" And I say, "No." I don't know how this ties in. But I'm just saying that's a perfect example of cultural, of racial differences.
Yeah.
None is better or worse than the other, but it's just different. I've never, like, usually you have to be on a third date for a woman to admit that you're not repulsive with white people. it is a little bit different. White people don't really do that very much. White people don't, it was surprising. They just said, she was an older woman too. And I will say, black women, I've talked about this on air, I've never once had a black woman get uncomfortable or not appreciate a compliment.
No.
Right. White women, you got to be careful because it's like, wow, you have beautiful skin. Are you going to rate me now? No. Or the black woman, I'm just like, wow, I really like, usually I have super long nails. I'm like, those are very interesting. Oh, my, thank you.
Yeah,
so nice.
I will return your merchandise here at Kohl's, and I will allow you to keep the merchandise while giving you a refund. And the one, I've talked about this, the one black girl who I dated, I dated two black girls, but the one black girl who I dated as an adult, not in high school, she was very aggressive. She make-out raped me.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah, she make-out raped me because I was living in her mom's house at the time. Her mom was a realtor. Uh-huh. So I was living in her mom's house in Simi Valley because she lived in Malibu. She said, look, you can just live in my house. You can and show the house for me and keep it clean so I don't have to drive all the way out there.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, thank you, because I was homeless. And I was like a beat sleeping in an 82 Datsun. But then her daughter liked me.
Yeah.
And she was pretty, but I didn't think it was going to work out long term. But the problem is, I am in her mother's house, so I guess we're dating now.
Oh, man. This is getting hot. Don't stop.
Sounds like a romance novel.
And this is a true story because, I've talked about this. People were like, well, did you have... No, I didn't have any sex at all. My wife and I didn't have any sex before marriage. Not like Bill Clinton, like nothing. And same thing with this. So she like lunged at me in her mom's house and... And then she was like, so what do you want to do? And I felt like she was trying to push for something. I said, I don't know. You want to go see a movie? And she said, no. And there was a Gold's Gym in Simi Valley. Had like a cardio theater. I was like, they have a cardio theater. We don't even need to pay. We can go see what they're showing. Look, they're showing Jaws too. She's like, I don't want to go to the gym. I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll walk into your car. So
she wanted you to go deep inside.
She was very aggressive. She was married with child. 6 months later, when we didn't continue.
Clear plans with
Clear
her
Clear plans. I thought she wanted she someone wanted. That I was not ready for at that point. And there's nothing... She was a very nice girl, by the way. But here's the truth. I walk her to her car.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
I'm still a man. I'm trying to be a good Christian man, and I just... Okay, there's a makeout thing. And then I walk her to her car, and I say, okay, good night. And I go back, and she's gone, so I'm like, I'm gonna lounge. And then I switch into pajamas, which are nothing but basketball shorts, paper thin basketball shorts. Keep in mind, I'm still hot and bothered.
Of course.
Shit. She's still there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you know what? I didn't really feel like going home, and I like, you can't hide it with basketball shorts.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So now I'm walking around with a loaded weapon.
Yeah.
And I didn't let her in the door, like held it like I was like there with a rope. I'm like, oh, come on!
I know.
But the basketball shorts, like, this is so uncomfortable.
You're on the other side of the door, like, it's a horror movie.
I know most people would not believe me with this, but it was true. And, you know, so in other words, in my experience, black women are very aggressive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, because I'm shy.
You're shy? Really? I would not expect you to be shy.
Growing up, I'm still really shy.
Like, when I get to know you, I'm not shy anymore, but...
Yeah, I mean, you call me all sorts of racial epithets. So what do? Did the woman have to make the first move on you?
Yeah,
because I don't want to ask a woman for a number and then get turned down. I can't take the rejection.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I can't.
You ever been?
I would imagine you don't get rejected
a whole lot. You're good-looking guys. No?
I don't know.
So there you go. They're nice guys. They're shy guys. Yeah. And you can support them. Good guys at Hurt. Is it officialhodgetwins.com?
Yeah, that's our website. You can buy a nice patriotic t-shirt today.
All right, let's go to some chat. We have some chat for me and for the twins.
Okay, Sydney writes, Morning Crowder crew, thanks for all you do. Question, what do you think will be the next thing changed from cancel culture? Don't know what this first one is. Aunt Jemima, what next?
What's barrel? Cracker Barrel?
Maybe.
Maybe she misspelled barrel?
Oh, she censored cracker.
Maybe it's because the chat auto censors. Chat auto censors. Yeah. Well, that's ridiculous. Cracker Barrel, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's. What have we changed? We've changed Redskins, Indians. Yep. Didn't they just change Chiefs? I think they just changed Chiefs, which was named after a general or something. The Chief, like it wasn't actually.
Doesn't matter.
If I'm not mistaken. I think they want to change Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's tough to know. I mean,
I know what's left.
I mean, Redskins. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
I get it. I still think, you know, you shouldn't necessarily change it. But what is it also? Maybe probably the Chicago Blackhawks. Did they change that jersey yet? It's a beautiful jersey with the feathers and stuff. I don't know. I don't follow hockey. It's tough to know because you never would have thought that they were canceling people like J.K. Rowling. All right, let's go to another chat.
Okay, Ashley Webb wants to know, my school's hosting a meeting titled Exploring Definitive Moments of Whiteness. What should I do?
Don't go.
Okay.
This is so stupid.
How can you what the?
What does that even?
What does it mean? How does that help black? I don't understand. How does that help? The idea is this is done under the guise of it helps black people.
It doesn't.
Supposedly.
I would imagine that it would create more racism.
Yeah, it does.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned about it, honestly, because I grew up in Montreal, and our school did not have a lot of black kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of Asians. We had a lot of Middle Eastern kids. We had a lot of specifically Lebanese kids, a lot of Muslims. Like, we had prayer rooms. And it was mostly a post-racial world, and both in the United States and in Canada. Like, we had black, but we didn't really think about it so much. You'd rib each other. And I'm worried that there is no post-racial America now. Mm-hmm. There was post-racial America for a period where when I was growing up. Now, does it mean that maybe I didn't understand some of the individual racism that black people face? Of course. I understand that there's individual discrimination that everyone faces that maybe I didn't face. I have different experiences because I was an English-speaking Canadian in French Canada where they had the language police, and if I opened Stevens apostrophe S diner, I was fined out of business. So there was actual systemic discrimination against English-speaking citizens in Quebec. So not by skin color, but by language, but by where you were born. I did experience some of that discrimination growing up, and so I know that it feels pretty crappy. That being said, it's not the same here in the United States. There's no systemic discrimination. When we grew up, there was, I would say, post-racial America, because what were the shows that I watched? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Family Matters. It wasn't like we ever said we watched the black show and the white show. Yeah. Even the shows that we watched, like Power Rangers, were mixed, right? It was just something, it was just kind of like it was never a thing.
Yeah. Tons of black stars, Denzel Washington, Will Smith.
Right.
I mean, there's a ton of them.
But think about it now.
And now it's...
What do you have now? You have...
I don't know.
I don't even know what's on... But you would have like Modern Family, and then you have Tyler Perry and TBS. It's like now you have black people go, and it's like, this is black people content.
Yeah.
Black
this is white people content.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? We didn't really... I don't know. I felt like we didn't have that nearly as much when we were growing up. It was way more mixed. And now I think the kids constantly being reminded. Here's what worries me. Okay, you obviously haven't experienced this because you're black. No one ever came up to you and said, like, we're going to teach you a class where you have to recognize how awful you are for being black. So imagine you're a white...
They probably need to.
but imagine a white kid going to school who's never owned a slave, who's never had a racist thought, he's going to school and he has teachers telling him, no, you need to recognize your privilege. No, you have problems. No, you need to recognize the horrible things that your forefathers have committed. You're bad because you're... What's going to happen? That kid's going to resent it and he's going to say, well, why are they doing this? I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, because black people want me to do this? All right, well, maybe I have a problem.
Yeah.
But it's not black people.
Yeah.
It's feminist white bitches.
Yeah.
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 And I'm worried that you're going to have way more racism in this generation because when you vilify someone based on race, they're going to see race a lot more.
Yeah, there's way more racism in this country now. It all started in Obama's administration. Ever since then, it's getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. But that's what they want.
And that's what that was the one silver lining, I thought, with Barack Obama being president. I was like, okay, socialist, smoking crack with Bill Ayers. All right, supports babies, you know, babies born alive, letting them die in a way. I was like, hey, pretty bad. But the one silver lining is at least there can be total healing. Like now a black person has it. You know, Will Smith talked about it for years, being the first black president. And now I said, that'll at least be one good thing.
Yeah.
And then it was just like the racial unity just cracked.
It's been all downhill from there.
It really, who would have thought that black,
it's
who would have
focusing
thought
on it.
That you would go from riots, racial riots in this, like my dad in Detroit in the 60s and civil rights, but which obviously there was racism and obviously those people experienced it. And obviously we need to understand history, but who would have thought that we went racial riots, skip a generation. You have Los Angeles individually, but skip. And then Black Lives Matter riots under the first black president.
Yeah.
If you would have told us that in 1998,
and then it escalates,
no one would have believed you. They're like, what? You're going to have the first black president and you're going to have the most violent, racially motivated riots ever? How does that work? That's what we ended up with.
Mainstream media.
But they want us to think that it's because, you know, you say some naughty words or you tell some racially motivated jokes. That's what's really causing the division. No, it's not teaching young kids that they suck because they're white, and not teaching young kids that they need to let their stores be looted if someone has the right skin color, and it's not from telling young black kids that they can't make it in America. Just ignore the last president who served 8 years and his retarded sidekick who's now serving another four. It's not because of all this browbeating and racial division and solely identifying people by their race. It's because Kramer got up at an open mic at Laugh Factory.
Yeah, he got pissed.
It was a bad moment, don't get me wrong, but like that didn't breed new racists.
Yeah, yeah.
People didn't watch that and go, huh, you know, he makes a compelling argument. He's a man! People go, that guy's crazy.
What happened with that? They was heckling him, right?
They were heckling him, and then they turned the camp. That was the first sort of cancel thing. And that being said, it was like everyone sort of agreed this was horrible. He shouldn't have said this. Repeatedly said, like, he didn't just say N-word. He stuck it with the ER. And
oh, yeah. He put the
N-word. He was saying the most, the hardest thing for them. He was going, what can I offend this person with?
Right.
And then he said
I think it was horrible. I also don't think he's a racist. So my mom did Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. She was a wardrobe stylist, and he was a host 1 year. Mm-hmm. And he was debilitatingly shy. Because he had never done really like live shows like that. He was more of a classic classical actor.
Right, right, right.
And I think maybe he had an improv background. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But compared to like Jerry Seinfeld or compared to John Candy or Dame Edna or Joan Rivers, all these people would come in and she'd have to do the costumes and work with them. She said he was really nice, but he was really shy. Like I think he would like throw up before going on. He would get back in the green room and he was really, really demure and shy. And then he was just trying to do stand-up. And you know, it's a pressure cooker. If someone heckles you, right, at stand-up, especially when you're coming up, now most people are there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happens is they say something where they're trying to take over the show. The way you shut them down is by stinging them so hard and so fast that they don't want to speak again.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. And so you combine that with, I need to shut this guy up, with a complete lack of experience, and that's where you end up with Michael Richards saying all that crazy racist stuff. Yeah, all right. We have two more chats or one?
Yeah, two more.
Okay.
All right, so Andrew Griffiths wants to know, why does the show say Louder with Crowder again instead of Good Morning Mug Club? Joe Biden has been getting all the softball questions lately, so I figured it's about time you got one. Thank you for the show. You have a positive impact on my life. Thanks for that. Keep up the great work, guys.
That's a tough question.
I appreciate the question. You know what it was? When we did the Mug Club Quarantine Month, we had been doing the night show, which was Louder with Crowder, and we needed to delineate that between the morning show, which we were doing. So we were doing two shows three times a week, I think.
Yeah.
And we did Good Morning Mug Club. And then we found that more people were watching both the nighttime show Louder with Crowder and Good Morning Mug Club in the morning. And in doing our analytics, we realized that people watch late night, not really late at night. They watch in the morning.
Yeah, the next morning.
Yeah. And this was a better schedule for us where we were able to get on news more quickly and do better because this show, unlike a lot of podcasts, has a lot of pre-production and it's tough to do sometimes. We're getting a day ahead. And then when we came back, we said, well, the show was always Louder with Crowder. Good Morning Mug Club was kind of temporary.
Yeah.
And since this is the flagship show, it's just Louder with Crowder. So it's basically late night in the morning. I mean, you know, listen, the world is changing. It's new media, man. Get with the time.
Plus, we got to get that intro song back. I
mean, yeah,
I love that strange animal song.
We got to get the strange animal song going on. So there have been some Mug Club Quarantine Month was really it was tough, but it was really valuable for us because just doing that much content, we got to see what you all wanted most, and Yeah, it really, I'm grateful. And how many of you guys joined up? I really do appreciate it. You guys have kept us going. We're the only people who survived the onslaught with the Vox Apocalypse and big tech. And we don't have foreign caliphate money. We're not the Young Turks. And we don't have,
We were target number one.
Target number one. And I don't know where the money comes from Brian Stelter. Ooh. But I assume it's from some black hole of talentlessness. I will tell you this, by the way. Last week, last Thursday, I told you this, Gerald.
Uh-huh.
Dave wasn't here. It was the third most terrifying experience of my life. I made myself pass out on air.
That was pretty scary.
Yeah. So you guys didn't really realize it when you were watching. But what happened was we did the Asian rosacea off, and Tokunawan was purple. And this was round two.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know if I can make myself that red. And so I did this, and we're like,
so he attempted.
So I attempted to make myself red. So, you know, I did that thing. Yeah. And I passed out here in the chair. You look like I would have to just, like, hold my breath and create look, let me try and make my color the color. And then we're going to take your chat, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Let me try and make my color like Okinawan. Tell me if I get close.
I'm seeing some turning.
No, you're not getting close.
No. On the sides. Look at the sides.
Kinda getting there.
In the shade. Yeah. You can't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to see stars?
I don't remember what just
I'm kind of impressed. You actually, you started getting a little red.
Yeah. You are.
I'm going to be of no use to you after the show.
Did you hurt yourself by doing that, Stephen? Do you need me to continue for you?
Something weird just happened.
Oh, man.
Do you know where you are? Are you like Joe Biden waking up every morning wondering?
I think I just might have actually passed out.
I think you did. Well, I think I can see it in your eyes. I think you passed out.
And so what happened was I just remember coming to about... I don't know how long it was. I have no idea. But I see this light and the Andrew Breitbart sign. And here's the thing. Did you have recurring nightmares as a kid that, like, you had a test that you hadn't studied for?
Right, yeah.
Did you ever have that?
No.
Okay. So that was, you were too busy delivering pizzas at 15 an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not delivering pizzas. Yeah. That used to be a recurring nightmare I would have as a kid. Well, maybe you can relate to this then. Have you had the recurring nightmare that, like, you're on stage and you've forgotten everything?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a recurring nightmare that I've had, right? A show or being on stage and I've forgotten everything. So here's what happens. I see the Andrew Breitbart sign. And keep in mind, when you pass out, you have no short-term memory at all.
Yeah.
So I have no idea that I just basically choked myself out. And I look over to Gerald and I go, wait, and I'm kind of floating around. I go, I swear to you, in my mind, I go, this isn't real. This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a show.
Wait, you see me in your nightmares?
I just woke up and I'm doing a show. Clearly, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. And then Gerald asks me something and it starts washing over me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this isn't a nightmare. This just happened. And I thought, because I don't remember what just happened, but I remember that I have this, you know, this heart issue. I'm like, did I just have a stroke? Did I just have a heart attack? I thought, oh my gosh, I used full spectrum CBD and it was stored in my fat and I'm having a psychotic episode. All of these things started happening and I was freaking out until then it came to me. I was like, oh, I just made myself pass out. But I literally told myself, this isn't real. This is your recurring nightmare. It's not, I lived my recurring nightmare.
Wow.
And you overcame it. I knew like pretty quickly,
steady.
I was like, something's wrong. And I was like, did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
I was trying to like see what was going on.
You
and
had that wayward look about you. Like,
my
trying
pulse
to figure
was
things
like
out.
145 an hour after the show.
Well, wow. did my wife watch that? And you didn't like pass out like you didn't close your eyes and fall back or anything, but like she said, there was one like telltale sign of what happened. Like you actually had like a little shiver. Like,
oh really?
When you looked at Andrew Breitbart, like when you went to look this way, you kind of like your body just uncontrollably twitched. And she was like, I've seen that. before. I'm not sure exactly what you did. You made yourself see stars for
it's
sure.
Scary. Yeah. Yeah. I usually just take the belt off my neck.
Oh, well, look, whatever you do in the private of your bedroom and consenting adult relationships is your business.
McDonald's bathroom.
What was that? We're going to play Photoshop or not and take your chat in a second. But what was that movie with Hayden Christensen? Was it Life as a House? Life as a House?
I think it is.
So there was, there was a scene in that where I was watching with my ex-girlfriend whose mom, you know, I met them at youth group. His mom was a church lady, very, very nice.
Yeah.
We were watching this film, Life as a House, and he was... autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes.
Okay. So he's hanging himself with a belt in this, and we're watching the scene in the movie, and I swear to you, I'm sitting there and I know what's happening. And they go, it's so sad, he's trying to hang himself. I said, I don't think he's sad right now.
Nip.
That's not what I'm getting from this. So I just moved
on. Release for that. Oh my gosh! Yeah, you just can't. You no, can't tell.
No, there's no comfortable way to explain to someone who doesn't know what right. that is.
Yeah. No, actually, what he's doing.
Just let them be pure. It's okay.
Well, and you don't want to, because what if they're younger and they're like, "You can what?" Yeah, yeah, I don't want
to give
that.
Them any ideas.
You don't want to tell that to a 27-year-old Dave.
No. Oh no.
All that's required is a belt. You say.
Is that right?
All of a sudden, every time you're going out for a walk, he's like looking at ledges and good places. Like, oh, that's a nice sturdy post. What? Nothing.
No.
It's got to be a weird thing to explain at the pearly gates if it doesn't work out.
So what happened?
I fell. You didn't fall. We have cameras.
Let's continue the
game.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
We got sidetracked.
We digress.
We
digress.
I had to bring that up with you.
No, no, I know. So no, funny it's so disturbing.
To watch people is get it dunked on.
Okay, real I'm going to say that's photoshopped because he would have a better makeup artist if he had those liver spots. That's photoshopped.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that's photoshopped, and I think that's actually Harry Reid's hands after he got beaten up by his brother, Larry.
That might be true. Okay. Nice.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's real.
Oh, it's real? It's real. I told you.
No.
Oh, do I get a point? God.
Yes. It's real.
What do you have, an iodine IV for breakfast?
Well, he's very old.
I think he's old, but he did, something happened to him at some point. I can't remember what it was. He either had surgery or a procedure or something. You know.
Yeah, maybe he's just dead inside.
He's a turtle.
He's become a zombie. He's the first zombie in Congress.
He hasn't found his new shell.
He looks like Dana Carvey going to the Turtley Club.
Turtles. Yeah, wow, that's real.
All right, here
Which,
we go.
By the way, also the funniest thing, Harry, did you know, remember when Harry Reid, he was all bruised and beaten up?
So funny.
Yeah. And he claimed it was from using resistance bands in his house? Yeah. No, it was a drunken bar fight with his brother Larry.
Yes.
Oh.
Larry Reid came in and beat the hell out of Harry Reid. I'm just picturing like a cartoon so tumbleweed, funny. You know, them rolling. And then he claimed it was using resistance bands in his shower. And as someone who's used resistance bands even during the quarantine.
I fell in the shower.
Yeah, there's no way you would ever use those resistance bands in the shower. In the shower? Glass shower door.
What are you, so multitasking? Weird. Like, I'm bathing and working out.
Harry and Larry Reid. Oh, those two. Okay,
next one. Here we go. Is it real or Photoshop?
Oh, well, okay. I feel like this is a trick because I feel as though you're taking ones that would seem real.
Perhaps.
Like, that seems passable. And that means it's a Photoshop because the other one seemed Photoshop, but it was real. So I'm going to say, well, what do you think there, Gerald?
I think it's Photoshop because of the droopy left eye. I think they're trying to accentuate that.
Well, they want to make it worse. They want to accentuate the stroke.
Right.
What do you think there?
I think it is fake.
Yeah. I think this is Photoshop too, but bring up the picture
we'll
again.
Bring it back
it's not because of the droopy eye. It's because of the lump forehead on the right.
Okay,
because
a little lumpy.
You know, one of the cardinals like gave her a fresh one when she tried to take communion. Or that's just it's disproportionate. You don't have that kind of a mouse above your eye unless it's a hematoma. Okay. So I think
I like your reasoning.
She
just looks prettier than usual.
Yes,
Skeletor. Thank you for debuting.
We all say fake.
All right. It is real.
It is real.
It is real.
Oh my gosh! I'm 0-2. Did you get the first one? Did anyone?
I did get
the first
one.
You got the first one. Did you say the first one was real or fake?
I said it was real.
Okay, so I'm 0-2. You guys are 1-1. I'm not good with math.
I don't think that's mathematical.
That was a very basic calculation that I messed up.
It's okay.
Well,
you passed
out. That.
It's
you're
okay.
0-2.
All right.
You're 1-2.
Okay.
And the third one. Here we go.
Third one.
Real or Photoshop?
Real or Photoshop? Okay, you know what? Okay, this is a trick.
It is a trick, too. Yes.
What?
Photoshopped. Nose rings.
What do you...
No. Oh, I shouldn't pull that off.
What do you think, Dave?
It's the nose rings. I've seen the picture.
No, he does have a nose
ring. Does he really?
Yeah, he does have nose rings. It's the beard is not that long. Yeah, it's Photoshopped.
Maybe the beard is...
Yeah, the beard is done too long on that one. He did have nose rings, but maybe it was a stud. No, you guys already said, but either way, you're still right. But that is Photoshopped.
Oh, okay. Right.
Hoops,
right?
I don't remember.
If I'm wrong, oh my gosh, this is going to be embarrassing.
It's Photoshopped.
I told you it was the beard.
He didn't have two nose rings.
He didn't have two nose rings.
Hold on, go back to the other one real quick. And also a fuller head of hair.
Yeah.
An this extra nose ring.
It was complimentary. You just added more decor. Jeez. This is like one of those this is like one of those exercises on the back of a children's menu where it's like spot the difference.
Spot the difference,
It really is.
The beard, the extra nose ring.
Yeah.
Look, there's the Chinese Communist Party in the background.
Oh, we're just playing highlights.
And then the map is just like, you go to draw the line through the maze from Jack Dorsey's house all the way to Tiananmen Square.
That's a straight line.
Oh, look at that. All right, here we go. Next one. Is it real or Photoshop?
Ooh.
What? I like his corn teeth.
Look, we all get old, Dave.
Who is right? that?
Perfect.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
I actually don't know.
Do we know?
Did you guys?
That would be Prince Charles.
Prince Charles.
Oh, really?
That's Prince Charles. Let me
waiting
see
to be king, huh?
Let me see this.
He looks worse than Diana now.
No, that's Camilla.
And all of our UK fans just tuned out. Yeah, like,
how dare
I missed it this. And it came back around. Then I understood.
What do you think?
Sorry, England people.
I'm thinking I'm going to go with real because waiting to be king takes it out of you.
Well, I didn't know that was him because now his teeth are too nice.
Never going to perform in the UK, huh?
No, probably not. Just wait,
take it off the
table. Sealing that deal, yeah.
No, I love those people.
Yeah.
I like John Cleese.
I love those goofy teeth bastards, yeah.
That is centuries of inbreeding.
All right, Stephen, what do you think?
Well, you didn't give me what you think.
I'm going to go real on that.
I'm going to say real. I'm going to say real just because of the genetic lineage.
It is.
It's true.
Real.
It is real.
It is real.
I totally cheated on that one, too, because I knew that one. I knew that was what inspired the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
How old are you? Your body just gives itself shiners. Like, he's just... He's just wearing Irish sunglasses.
What'd you do? I slept on a MyPillow last night.
Yes. All the lumps just...
I had a meeting with Harry, and he is Shirley.
All right. This is the final one.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
This is the showstopper. Here we go. Real or Photoshop?
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. I think I know this, but you guys.
It's unfortunate.
What do you think there, Gerald?
He's taking a deep look.
I am going with Photoshopped.
Oh, man. I want it to be fake.
I don't want him to have led our country for 10 years.
And then right. had... Have
he has worse tits than Chaz Bono.
I know, it's terrible. They definitely have milk ducks. I gotta go real. I'm gonna go real again.
Real? Okay.
I'm gonna say that this one is fake. And just because, look, bring it back up. The reason I'm gonna say fake is because of the curvature,
the
underboob of Barack Obama.
I agree.
Oh, you guys and are something real focused else, on the boob there.
Something else and on the wrong boobs.
Who's
And there's something off with the jawline of Barack Obama.
There. Yeah.
You said real. Yeah. I say fake. All right.
No. I said fake. Don't tell me that. Okay.
Yeah. It is fake.
Yes.
Oh, I am relieved.
Wait, not because that's of the original?
This is. Look.
Oh, no.
That's
what?
Oh, you just made
We actually made
bigger.
Her more feminine.
Really? He's
this
real?
Is the original.
Wait, no, a second. There's no editing to his titty?
There's no editing to the titty.
No
the titty is real.
There's no editing to that man's titty.
I thought that was what was fake, too.
Wow.
All you did was slim her down?
Slim her down.
Are you? No, hold on a second.
Oh, we made his bicep a little bit thicker.
Look, hold on a second. Yeah. I know with your little 23 an hour, everyone who works here, that you guys think it's funny, but I'm going to be left holding the bag. Yeah. I'm going to be held legally liable if that's not the truth. Are you, you
this
swear
is the truth.
To me? That's the original Photoshop.
That's the original.
She was just slightly fatter.
It's not a Photoshop. It's
everything
real.
Else is the same on the back of the kids' menu.
That's it.
Wow.
Poor Michelle.
So who won? Was it Gerald?
I did.
Yes. I think Gerald won. Yes. All right. You guys let me know if you won there. We're going to play that.
I'm like sad now.
I love that.
But I wanted his tit to be fake.
And I did too.
No, that's all. That's 100% Obama.
I mean, the guy was the leader of the free world.
For 8 years, I didn't want to see titty.
It looks like a flesh-colored tube sock with a milk dud at the end of it.
It is unfortunate.
He really should wear bad angle. A shirt like a bad angle. At the pool.
The light coming down and,
well, and he's
the
like
shadow
stroking
emphasis.
This way, and it's like I didn't think it would fall over that far.
It's not a bad angle. It's a straight-on
shot. It's a straight angle.
No. His arms are at a bad angle.
Because, here's
true.
The thing. It's
that
because of the amount of flaccidity that even from a straight-on angle, he manages a scientific marvel and that he avails to you under boob and side boob at the same time. What really bothers me is that people rated him like most beautiful man in America. That's the most beautiful man in America. Yeah, they're like, Barack Obama was really sexy. You're just like, come on.
I mean, he looked, in Joe Biden's word, he was very clean and articulate.
Yeah.
If I can quote the former vice president.
He spoke well.
Yeah. But she's filthy.
She's got a mouth like a sailor.
Oh, all right, let's take chat.
I smelled her once.
All right, Joe, we get it. Like
she smelled like Plymouth gin and used condoms.
Yes. And then I realized it was my breath. I was wearing a mask.
I was wearing a double mask, and I had just consumed a large amount of Navy Strength Plymouth gin.
I put on three masks. I woke up. I saw Andrew Breitbart. I thought I was doing a show.
And I was living my nightmare. Hey, look at those N words over there. Stop it, Joe.
I'm eager to hear. Here next.
No.
No, it's not right.
Joe, that wasn't even
it's inappropriate.
That wasn't even a.
Naggers.
You pointed to their neighborhood of D.C. Yeah.
I asked you where the restroom was, and you said, buy the N words over there.
Whoa, Joe. You can actually make a mask out of your underwear. It's pretty bad, though.
And the problem is that no one has shown that. When I watched it, I was like, this can't be real. And then it is real, and no one's showing it. That's just, that would have been front page everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that Donald Trump would have been impeached a third time if he said that.
Yes, for sure.
Honestly.
Absolutely, yeah.
I
think the Hodge twins talking about this.
It's a dog whistle.
All right.
We're too white.
Okay, I'm opening up my chest due to the laughter. Okay, let's go to chat there, Token.
Yeah, sorry, before chat, we have a breaking news update from the edit bay. And
is
that our intern is sauced again.
What?
Awesome.
Does Austin wait? Did he actually have liquor? Or is he just like a narcoleptic or something?
Maybe. I'm kind of worried.
Did he try to make himself pass out like you did?
He was drinking sake in the men's room.
Pass those N words over there.
It's a very racial bathroom.
We have the toilet's been, you know, no one's immune from white flight.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. That kid has a problem.
Yeah, I mean, really does. Worry.
Yeah. He might be narcoleptic. Yeah,
call his dad. Find out.
Yeah,
let him borrow one of your
cars. Let me borrow his medication.
Yeah,
let me borrow his GHB. You know that's the date rape drug that you could, but you can get a prescription if you're narcoleptic.
Give it to yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was never actually used in date rape. So I knew a guy who was one of the world's strongest men, and his big problem was insomnia, and he was prescribed for a long time GHB, which was the date rape drug. But it's like super, super salty. There's no way you can hide it in anything.
Really?
And you can get it as a prescription if you're a narcoleptic because it is guaranteed to give you 4 hours sleep. Then you take a second dose. And it gives you the right. It gives you the right kind of sleep.
Yeah.
It doesn't alter your sleep patterns. It's not habit forming the way that like benzodiazepines are. But because you know some people, there was a Dateline story in the 90s. You can't get it.
So but the problem is when you wake up, your rectum hurts.
There is that.
Just wake up in a. You wake up on the back of a kayak. What the hell happened?
You get a good sleep, but you wake up in a frat house.
All right, he's asleep. Well, listen, we'll have to check in with Choi Jr. and see if he has a problem.
I hope he's okay. What celebrity got arrested with the date rape drug?
John Stamos.
Was it John Stamos?
But you know why? Because it was also really popular in the bodybuilding community.
Yeah,
Arnold and those guys used to take it because you'd get such deep sleep that your growth hormone would surge. So it actually is like it's actually one of those. It's very powerful, but it's not nearly as damaging. This is what it was explained to me actually by when I was like, because I have problems sleeping.
Yeah, we talked about it one time. If people just weren't jerks with it, you know, we'd be able to use it.
Yeah,
you ruined it for everybody.
So
the scientist that created it wasn't like, I'm getting late.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's go to chat.
Okay. Let's see. So the first question comes from Hannah. As a consumer, how is it possible to protest with my dollar with every company that I love canceling people or doing things I can't endorse? Love you guys so much and hope all of you are doing well in Texas.
You know, you really can't do that. That's the problem. You can't do it with every company and stuff. I'm not really the biggest fan of boycotts just because they don't typically work, but I am a big fan of buycotts. In other words, like spend more time supporting the businesses. Yeah. For example, I don't even like MyPillow. Things like a burlap sack stuffed with packing peanuts and
I like
10.
MyPillow.
I know. You like MyPillow.
I love it, actually. It took me a little time to get used to.
I kind of figured.
Well, that's also because probably of what you were used to sleeping on
what
before
are you trying
that.
To say?
I don't
like soft pillows.
I had a nice white people pillow.
Yeah.
So
wait a minute, I'm sorry, what?
So it's just, you know, we meet in the middle. So I'm a bigger. I mean, you see that with Chick-fil-A, and then they screwed the pooch.
Yeah.
But you also see it with, and we've also seen it here, by the way, with Mug Club. This is a big thing. Like you guys have supported us. I mean, we raised a ton of money for David Dorn too, selling through merch.
Yeah.
So your purchasing power, unless you live in Denmark, is far more significant than simply trying to boycott like Amazon. And I do think that there are some where you make principled stands. You know, if it's something is just so pervasive, if it's a company that is deciding to get involved with every single leftist cause,
Disney,
the NBA,
Disney is an example at this point. I don't know the NBA. I've never watched them.
that you're doing your job. Then.
Okay, well, there we go.
You're doing well.
Like when they refuse to play the national anthem at the Dallas Mavericks, I hate it's overused by people like, if you don't like this country, get the hell out. But if you are actually offended by the national anthem or the American flag, you probably should consider relocating.
Yeah.
Like it's perfectly appropriate in that scenario.
Well, that's your second act. Your first act was supporting China so much that you suppressed free speech here to not offend them there.
Right.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay, let's go to another chat. So I would say focus on supporting businesses who will feel it rather than boycotting businesses who may not, especially when it's an international corporation and, you know, the American market isn't necessarily necessarily even a majority of their market, but I would support the local mom and pop businesses that are taking a stand. All right, another chat.
All right, Cody R. asks, what do y'all listen to when working out? I sometimes listen to your show, but it's hard to hold a plank while laughing.
Well, your first problem is doing planks.
Planks are not bad.
Yeah, well, they're not. That's right. If you're planking at the Folsom Street Fair, and that's more availing yourself to the closest oncomer. I would say...
No puns intended.
I would say... you know what's funny is I often don't listen to music.
Yeah.
Or I listen to, like, sometimes when I used to work out at home, like ballads.
Really?
I don't like getting amped and stuff because I want to focus.
Sounds gay.
When we do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I always avoid anything too heavy.
Yeah.
I always want something that kind of puts you more in a flow state. I don't know. I see some people, you know, they're like sitting like, all right, and then they're curling in the squat rack.
Yeah.
So I would say, here's why I don't like planks, okay? Go with me here. You're right, you know, a plank is the thing you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Not the meme, the actual exercise.
Okay.
You are always planking when you're doing push-ups. So why don't you just do push-ups?
I mean, well, it's not quite the same, but okay.
It is the same.
Planks, it's close.
That's a good
idea. It's the same thing. You're always stable. You have to stabilize your core even more with a push-up. There's no added benefit.
I can't
to
do
not
push-ups for 2 minutes, though. Maybe I could.
Okay, well, then do push-ups and then, you know, hold your plank at the end of it so that your boyfriend can, you know, enjoy your nice pants.
I appreciate that.
Enjoy your embroidered pants.
I listen to 1/25th of Freebird.
On double speed.
And then go to Freebirds.
I pick a song a month.
I do listen to news a lot, though, because I have to get my workout in. Like this morning, I was at the gym at 6 in the morning, so there's nothing on, but I'm listening. Hey, look, David Kochner's on CNN. So, what do you think, man? Go, whammy! So I often listen to news. I don't really have that much time to listen to music anymore.
Yeah.
I wish I did, but I'm sorry that I ruined your plank. But you know what? It should have been ruined a long time ago.
They're going to be doing push-ups now. Like, this sucks.
Yeah, doing push-ups, and they're going to throw out an elbow from laughing.
I'll recommend St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Oh,
throw it out there. I think you'll enjoy it.
I don't understand the reference, and I hope it doesn't get me in trouble.
No, it's phenomenal.
Oh, is it?
Okay. You're going to like it. If you like Sam Cooke or Marvin Gaye, good music.
Ooh. Okay, good.
Listen to The Boss. You'll get pissed off, and you'll have a better workout.
Yeah, there you go.
You can drink and drive in your Jeep.
It was right after we did the whole segment. What a piece of crap everything was. I was like, everything about this guy is fake. He's garbage. Boom. And if you like his music, fine, but I can't stand him. And then, boom, Jeep's like, he's not with us anymore.
Here's my problem. A shot of tequila is what he claimed. And it's like, well, that's no good. You should have said, I had 58 beers. You're supposed to be the boss.
It's weak.
Yeah, that is just feeble.
I know. Like, you go out on your shield, man.
Yeah.
You should have, like, showed up. That's what happened, right? Yeah. Don't look at him. I had a shot of tequila. You should be like, hey, screw you, copper. I drink when I want.
Exactly.
Also, try and reach for his holster.
I don't do that.
DNR DUI? I mean, who gets that besides me in 1990?
All right, final chat, and then we got to get going, and then we will see you tomorrow. Let's wrap this up, hopefully on a chat where someone's not doing planks, but I do appreciate you listening to the show while you're going on the
show.
Okay, final chat is from an Orlando resident. He says, do you think a potential presidential candidate like DeSantis is better off serving his state or to make the move to president of the United States?
Well, you know what? That's a good question, actually. In context, way better than Plank Boy, which also is a horrible superhero name.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking apart that building.
But look at his abs.
I am Plank Boy.
I can hold this for 19 minutes. I'm a child.
It's a terrible superpower.
I like the way you said it. I am Plank Boy.
I am Plank Boy.
I am Plank Boy. Watch me.
I can ferry 3 to 6 people across.
Look, if you ever need to walk across burning coals, he'll come in handy.
Plank boy.
Just Obama and Michelle on him like a kayak.
She is plank boy.
The holes are in the plank boy. Diag.
Yeah.
So I would say, look, right now, considering who is president and who will likely be president in you know, within this term, I think he's better served running for the presidency.
I agree.
Yeah.
In any other scenario, if there were a strong Republican bench, or if there happened to be a Republican president still right now, obviously they'd be better served in their state. Unlike that one, I mean, the one year where we had a million candidates, right? Yeah. Republican candidates, you don't necessarily need that. And I do understand the value there, but right now we're talking about not only do we need a Republican candidate, but we need someone who can appeal to both the folks who weren't really big fans of Trump and the people who like that boldness. And I think DeSantis checks all those boxes. He's unapologetic. He's bold. He takes the fight to the left. But again, he just has a little bit more discipline. And I think that he has a little bit more appeal across all of America. So I think that he could actually fare really well. And that's a pretty rare combination.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a power vacuum right now within the Republican Party, and somebody needs to fill it. And I think somebody like DeSantis fills it really well. Even if he doesn't end up ultimately getting the nomination, it allows people on the Republican Party who would rather just stay home instead of voting for Trump again because they don't want to go through the terror, whether they like Trump or not, they don't want to go through what they went through again. They'll go for somebody like DeSantis and be fine. You're holding it in. You're just
thinking about plank.
I was like, nothing I said is funny.
And yet you
plank boy.
Why? Just do I entertain just you?
Just PB on a shirt. I'm plank boy.
We should. Manny can do that sketch, right? Yeah. We can sketch
it's
plank
just
boy.
Just the 50-year-old basketball player.
Yeah. Harder. Yeah. Oh, he did it again.
Listen, there's no other work that's going to get done today because I'm incredibly immature and I'll be thinking about Plank Boy until the end of the day.
There you go.
Thinking about Plank
but,
Boy.
But no, I agree with you. Everything that you said was far more articulate and far more mature and grown up than anything I was going to contribute because I've still got Plank Boy on the brain. Hey, if you like this video, it's actually clipped from the live show Monday through Thursdays, 10 a.m. Eastern. That's when you can tune in and talk with us. Also, you can hit the share button and ding the bell! Right, that thing, and that's my new catchphrase.
I like it.
Ding the bell! Like you're, you know, like you're giving up on Hell Week.
Ding my bell. Ding my bell.
Ooh, that's better than Roots.
Ah, I don't like the Roots.
Nah.
I mean the movie. I like the, no, the movie's the one I like.